Name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let me play Rod Serling here for a moment, for those of you who don't remember Rod Serling, Twilight Zone guy. Imagine, if you would, a world in which no one judges. That would be a very scary world. A world in which no one judges. Because there would be no good or right. There'd be no good or wrong. People would be walking down the road and they'd see someone beating the tar out of someone else and they go, well, you know, I wouldn't do that, but who am I to judge? Or they would go by a bank and they'd see someone robbing the bank and say, well, maybe I should call the police. No, I can't judge what that man's doing. He may have a perfectly good reason to rob the bank. Or you may be walking down the road and you see someone throwing babies into a wood chipper and go, well, you know, maybe he had a hard childhood. A world in which people didn't judge at all would be a terrible world. Because we're given that faculty to be able to determine what is right and what is wrong. Now let's go back a moment and I can play Rod Serling again and say, imagine, if you will, a world in which everyone had the ability to see into another person and judge them immediately. Where everyone felt empowered to be judge, jury, and executioner. So you're walking down the street, you see someone jaywalking, so you pull out your .44 Magnum and boom, you blow them away. Shouldn't be jaywalking. Or if you see someone who's not complying with Ogden City regulations about the height of weeds, and so you go and deal with them likewise, and so on and so forth. It's ridiculous, because first of all, none of us as human beings have the power to see into another person's heart or soul. We don't know why they're doing things. And some things are just trivial. The person may have had a perfectly good reason to jaywalk. You don't know. They could have been running across the street to save the baby from the wood chipper. Our Lord is not telling us to judge. That's quite clear from this. But he's not telling us not to judge either. What is he saying? He says, stop judging that you may not be judged. Now, here's the key. For as you judge, so you will be judged. So he's telling us to step back for a moment and be very careful about judging. And to remember that we can't see into another person's heart. We can't judge rationally. And then he gives us that beautiful image. I wish I could draw cartoons, because this would be a wonderful cartoon to draw. Some guy with a big 2x12 sticking out of his face, trying to take splinters out of someone else's eye. It'd be ridiculous. You just say, you know, first of all, realize that a splinter in your eye is not a good thing. You want that splinter taken out, right? But a 2x12 is a lot worse. So what do? You take the 2x12 out first. Then you're able to say clearly to take the splinter out of someone else. And so we are to judge, first of all, ourselves. You know, that's why we're given a conscience. So we know what is right and what is wrong. So we know what we need to change in our own lives. And that is our first responsibility. Our first responsibility is not to change other people's lives, it's to change our own. Worry about being holy yourself first, and then help other people to be holy. It's not that we never help other people to be holy. It's not that we never take someone aside privately and say, do you realize what you're doing? Of course we do that. But we take care of ourselves first. Because it's only when we ourselves are in the right place that we really have not the right, but the ability to help other people deal with their sins. So that we may help our brothers take the splinter from their eye. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.